Hello, hello, hello. We're back for another episode of the Solo Cajole Slop Hour, live, 91.5, WMFO in Medford. Praying I have no technical difficulties this time. But yeah, we're back. Another week. Love being in here. Love being in the studio. We got some amazing tunes, some colossal tunes for you. Coming out live in the airwaves. Should be fun. Should be cool, you know? It's all we can ask for. What else do we want? What else do we need? Cool tunes. What do we have first? And of course, I forget my password every time I'm on here. You gotta bear with me for a second. There we go. Perfect. Okay. Yeah? All right. Yeah, okay. So this isn't dead air I'm speaking right now. So right now, I'm gonna have a little... This one. This one, I started listening to... This album I checked out for the first time, like, yesterday. I don't know how it's taken me this long to find it, because it's amazing, you know? And this is the title track on it. You're probably going to recognize at least, like, the, you know, like, the little chord change on it from somewhere. You know, dependent on who you are, it's going to be from where. But I think this song is amazing. Trumps everything it's been sampled in. It's just a great tune. And we got, of course, I got to say it. It's I Got The dot dot dot, you know, I Got The dot 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 by Lubby Sufra, I want to say. I don't know, I'm butchering the pronunciation, of course, but you know, it doesn't matter. Good song, can hear it on the air right now. Yeah, let's go, it'll work, fingers crossed. Ooh, let's go.
Thank you.
What a song, what a song. Hey, and we got a surprise guest in the studio.
You My wanna... name is... I hate Slim Shady.
I hate... Marshall Mathers butchered that song, you know? I'm pro sampling unless it's someone I don't like sampling a song I do like.
You know what's funny? Eminem's who got me into rap, but I don't think that's, like, necessarily a hot take.
Yeah, no, I remember, like, fifth grade, I was listening to that, and, like, oh, this is so awesome.
This is so cool.
So hard, and, like, that's, like, you listen to that over the age of, like, 14, and you're like, this is the worst.
Oh, by the way, I'm Harrison. Check out Stranger Waves.
Yeah.
Every other Tuesday at midnight.
Yeah.
I guess Monday at midnight, Tuesday morning, whatever you want to call it.
Same thing.
Had to plug the show.
Of course. So how are we feeling? How are we feeling on this beautiful Wednesday night, Thursday
great.
Morning.
Very productive evening.
Mm-hmm.
Helped my friend with a photo shoot and had a you know, relatively easy fast. Wasn't too bad.
Good. Great to hear.
That break fast went crazy, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I'm still kind of dehydrated, but we're getting back there.
Yeah. Get some water.
How about you? How are you feeling on this evening?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Evening?
Right before I watched, what was it? I watched The Hunger, directed by Tony Scott, starring David Bowie and
Banger.
Susan Sarandon.
Underrated movie.
It was
movie.
So crazy. It's so fascinating. Like, yeah. I don't know what else. It opens with the Bauhaus performing, like, Bela Lugosi's Dead. They're going full into the vampire goth thing. You know, I have to watch it for October.
I love Bauhaus.
Sick fan. This isn't Bauhaus. This is another. Well, we got right here, we got Japan. Japan are a weird band. They're like, you know, like the synth pop band from the 70s and 80s. They started off terrible, and like they got bullied into being good.
Oh, those are the best bands.
And this is their last album. It's like their only great album, but I've been obsessed with it. Tin Drum. A little weird with it, but you know.
That's the best kind of stuff.
Of course. This is track 2, Talking Drum, off their final album, Tin Drum, 1981, and we're going to hear it in the studio right now. Tindrum, Japan. Let's go.
Oh, that bass is chunky.
Why is it not playing on the screen?
You have something to do to me.
I hear a voice, I hear a sound.
Apologies for that.
Travel round, and nothing stays on my mind. What do you do when things go wrong? A windmill in the heart of the bushland. What do you do when things go wrong? A windmill in the heart of the bushland. But now I'm scared. Now I'm lost in love. Oh, all these things.
Talking. Japan, Talking Drum, 1981.
That was great. Never heard anything from that group. That's a great first song.
Great, yeah. That album. That's the only album I recommend. But you know,
all right, sick. Yeah, check it out.
You know, what do we have next? Got another band I'm getting really into.
Ooh, what's the band?
The Style Council. You know, I got really into the Jam like a few months ago, and now I think it's natural like to get into the Style Council when the guy from the Jam decided I don't want to do punk anymore. I want to do white boy soul.
It never ceases to amaze me the stuff that I learned from you music wise. Cause yeah, I feel like I have a pretty, you know, like wide music taste, and then I'll hang out with you and I realize I do not.
I mean, you know way more than like
it's like a good thing.
99% of the population.
But it's a good thing.
Yeah. Blue-Eyed Soul is really a fascinating genre because most of it's terrible, but then you got stuff like this, which is really good. It's like,
what is Blue-Eyed? Is that white boy soul?
That was in the 70s and 80s. That's literally white boy soul. White people were like, we're going to try to make soul music now. Most of it's terrible.
And they called it Blue-Eyed Soul?
They called it Blue-Eyed Soul.
Jesus Christ.
This is like the one good Blue-Eyed Soul album because it's like, it's socialist, explicitly anti-Thatcher Blue-Eyed Soul, which I love.
Anything anti-Thatcher is just good from the go.
I know.
It's incredible.
So, yeah. Come to Milton Keynes by the Style Council.
Oh, boy. I'm excited now.
Let's go. Let's hear it. Milton Keynes, Style Council.
That's crazy. It's crazy that Blue-Eyed Soul is like the actual name for that. I'm still processing that.
Bowie did like Young Americans. That's a Blue-Eyed Soul album. That's
pretty much. People.
Got New Blade next. New Blade. What do we think of New Blade? What do we think of Blade?
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. Crest is much, much better than this.
Yeah.
Like, so here's my Blade story, right? So I was vaguely aware of Blade because all these music accounts I followed on Instagram were posting about Ice Dancer when that came out. Yeah. And I very vividly remember listening to Be Nice to Me out of curiosity, thinking it was the worst thing I had ever heard, and then never coming back. Harsh. I come to college, freshman year, no Drain stuff. Mm-hmm. I meet you,
yeah,
and I move in with Andres, and all of a sudden it's like Drain everything. Like, it's just constantly getting brought up. And I just hated it. And then I heard 333, and I was like, okay, maybe there's something to this. And then I heard Crest,
yeah,
and all of a sudden it clicked, and now Blade is my second most listened to artist of the year.
That's how it works.
It's weird.
Sucks you in.
It's a weird pipeline.
You hate it at first.
And then I meet random people who are like into it that I wouldn't expect to be into it. Like, Chris is a Drainer.
Yep.
Which is just like infinitely hilarious to me. Yeah, New Blade's all right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I am slowly but surely losing hope. Might be my favorite song title of the year.
That's amazing. Yeah. Not nearly as good as Crest, I would say, you know. Crest is like the album I was waiting for him to make ever since he dropped like Waster, you know.
Crest even made Fantano like him, which is just impressive. He was given like Red Light 2 out of 10s and stuff
like
that.
Now he's like, yeah.
I mean, Red Light is like objectively.
Red Light's great, okay? Shut up.
I'm not a huge fan.
I don't want to hear any of that. Right now we got Ha 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 by Blade off Spider.
Ha Ha Ha.
It's just
Ha Ha Ha.
Ha Ha Ha.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
Ha Ha Ha.
Ha Ha Ha.
Ho Ho Ho. All right, playlist. Let's hear it. Blade, Drain gang, take a knife and drain your life. Legendary member, man.
So you want to hear something funny?
Let's hear it.
So I'm scrolling through TikTok yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been getting more and more radio TikToks.
Oh, of course.
Which I think is a good thing. But it was like some dude who works for like a local radio station somewhere. And he was explaining safe harbor hours.
Mm.
And he insisted. He said, you know, if you guys can send me a studio in the country that actually takes advantage of safe harbor hours, I'll be very impressed. And he like asked all of his like staff mates, he's like, oh, have you guys ever like taken advantage of the safe harbor hours? Like, have you ever like been part of a group that has? And every comment was like, bro has never heard of college radio. Like, all of the comments were like, yeah, my college radio station takes advantage of safe harbor hours. And I was just, I gotta get a chuckle out of that.
Geriatric right there, you know.
Dude was like 25. That's the part that was funniest about it. I was like dude probably did college radio. That's funny.
Oh my god.
I don't know about you, but this is probably the most comfortable place on campus for me.
Oh, studio. Absolutely. It's vibes are immaculate here.
I'm in here way too often. Yeah.
Shout out WMFO, keep it a free form.
Yeah.
I'm taking that WMFO merch that's out there.
You should. I have that shirt.
They said I could have it.
I have that shirt, but in purple. Shout out anonymous member on the e-board who got me up with that.
We got a more recent song now. Came out today.
Is this what I think it is?
It is what you think it is. I'm not going to intro it. We're just going to play.
No, we're not going
to
intro it.
I'm not doing this as a bit. I listened to this actually amazing. I think this is...
We'll talk about it after. Just play it. Cold.
All right, yeah. Let's go. Not even doing that for the bid. That's the future of music. And
I'm honestly convinced a lot of music starts sounding like that. TikTok's going through a little bit of a renaissance right now with that. I think it's so funny. I
haven't even seen any TikTok.
Oh my god, I got like 20 today. Really? That's how I found out about it. Some guy posted shout out Lil Yachty. This is the best thing that's happened to Poland in 60 years. Oh, yeah, you sent me that one. Yeah.
Greatest thing to happen to Poland since
can't think of it
since they
I went to Poland once.
Yeah,
my car got stolen and I was pickpocketed.
Greatest thing to happen to Poland since something light bulb. I don't know.
Are we allowed to do a bit on Polish
people? Polish people, it's not racism, they're white. Anyways. Switching it up here, Nick Cave here,
Oh, what album?
Tender Prey, my favorite Nick Cave record.
Yes.
Tender Prey, this is a City of Refuge. He played this one live when I saw him. It was sensational.
I'm more partial to Murder Ballads just because that's what I heard first. I also really like Skeleton Tree.
Oh, yeah, that one's
but
great.
Yeah, Tender Prey is up there. Tender Prey's top three for sure.
Tender Prey, spectacular. Yeah. City of Refuge here right now. Old Blue. It's so funny, he's like this just like, he's from like rural... like Melbourne area, Australia, and he like LARPs is like some southerner. I think it's really funny. Like he LARPs like he's from he's like this goth Alabama Mississippi gothic, and he's from
funny.
He's from Melbourne.
And you know what the funny thing is, like even being from the south I would buy it.
Yeah.
You know, if like I wasn't told otherwise. That's good.
Let's hear it. City of Refuge. Classic right now. Studio WMFO. Only hear it here. You've never heard this anywhere else.
Never anywhere else.
Never.
You better run.
Real music right now. I think it's time for wait, what is it? Wait. Okay, there we go.
If you are listening right now, get up out of your seat. I want you to be standing for this one. Numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. Listen up, it's important stuff. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined.
You hear that?
According to the Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity.
No way. I don't believe that.
In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually.
Oh my God.
While income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged.
What are we going to do about this?
I don't know. What are we going to do about this? Workers of the world,
Ever hear about this Vladimir Ilyich figure?
Crazy. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Not Freeform, Educational.
Educational and Freeform. We like to cover all the bases here. We like to educate you. Like to enlighten you.
Give yourself a pat on the back if you were standing for that.
Of course, of course.
This is crazy. This is like, I feel like this is like loading screen music for like F-Zero.
He made this album entirely with like stock like instruments that they use in like 90s, 2000s corporate music.
That's awesome.
He envisioned it as an album only ringtones, but he realized he couldn't do that, so he just expanded them all out to actually.
And then Bjork stole the idea and made,
of course,
Vespertine.
Yeah, no, James Ferraro, Farside Virtual.
Let's talk real quick. What do you think of Fasora?
I've not listened to it yet.
It was like fine.
I've not listened to it yet. I've been too busy listening to
Blade. I listened to it while I was cooking a couple days ago. It's like fine.
Yeah, I'd imagine I'll enjoy. I think I'll enjoy it. Definitely.
I enjoyed it more than I didn't.
Yeah,
but it's no Post. It's no Vespertine.
Yeah,
it's no the other one that I'm forgetting that's really good.
Homogenic.
Yep.
We all been there.
Yeah.
This is not the right album. Anyways, yeah, we're gonna do a classic. I haven't played any 3-6 Mafia
this semester. Yes.
So we got Tear the Club Up 95. This is the Mystic Styles version, the better version.
Oh, that's facts.
Because Mystic Styles is the greatest hip hop album ever made.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. If you tuned into Stranger Waves this week, we played International Players Anthem.
I type a text to a girl. I'm not going to do the whole Andre 3000 bit.
Friends knows it word for word.
I know it word by.
Like every time it comes on, it's just like word for word going bar for bar with Andre 3000.
It's such an iconic. I mean,
shout out DJ Paul and Juicy J.
DJ Paul and Juicy J, we're going to hear that right now. Tear the Club Up 95. This is the Mystic Styles version right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
In the studio. Tear the Club Up.
Club up, nigga, tell a club up. Tell a club up, nigga, tell a club up.
Triple Six.
So good.
Smoked Out, Looked Out.
So good. Memphis rap is just insane.
North Memphis. Killers.
North Memphis.
North Memphis kill. I've listened to, as a white person, I've listened to too much 3-6 Mafia. No,
we were talking about this during the song, but like they were billed at Rolling Loud Miami this year, and I was just thinking, like, nobody there is gonna. That must have been awesome, because it probably would have just been like 50 old heads all like clustered at that stage, and then
enough people know about 3-6 Mafia to like turn up to them showing them playing.
I don't know. I still feel like it might like, because I've seen photos from Rolling Loud crowds. This tends to happen whenever it's like an older group or somebody that isn't like, you know, super in the spotlight right now. The shows will be pretty empty.
Oh yeah, they got Ice Spice though.
Did they actually, from New York?
In Toronto, they got Ice.
There's Rolling Loud Toronto?
Yeah.
I remember when that was just Miami. I was around for that. That was crazy.
Goddamn.
You had X at that.
Damn.
Never went. It was. Big music festivals scare me, if I'm being honest. As somebody who loves concerts, they just scare me.
Thinking about the pure bathroom situation alone, you know, that makes me shudder. You know, I can't.
I mean, literally, it's also just like, if you have to go to the bathroom, then you've, like, lost your group.
Yeah.
Like, there's a local music festival in West Palm called Sunfest that we go to every year, and it's, like, relatively small. It's 3 stages, 3 days, but, like, it's, you know, probably 5,000 people max.
Yeah, that's, like, not that much? That's, like...
It's probably underestimated. I'm terrible at estimating numbers. I saw Ray Schwimmer there, in sophomore year of high school, and, like, kid from my high school had broken his foot, but he was still at the show. He somehow climbed like a no parking sign. He was like on a closed down street.
To see your race.
Yeah, no, and he was like with his crutch up in the air, and Sway Lee was like,
"Oh my God,
I want everybody to be doing what this guy is doing."
You got the recognition though.
Yeah, respect. Broken foot, climbed a sign.
To hear Black Beatles live.
It was right after Shrem Life 3 came out, and they played like all of Shrem Life 3. I was so upset.
I'd kill myself. Right
I'm here. I already have tickets. I want to hear like Black Beatles, like No Flex, and like Power, like all these good songs. Well, not good songs, but stuff from my, you know, from my youth.
Yeah. Stuff from 8th grade, you know.
Exactly. All right, what do we got next?
We got Frodis next. You know, there are very few things I love more in life than DC post-hardcore. And this is one of the great DC post-hardcore bands. They're not Fugazi. They're not Q-Not You. They're not, you know, any of the other Discord.
Fugazi.
Not Nation of Ulysses. They're Frodis. And no one talks about Frodis, and I love Frodis. And this is from their final album.
Frodo Baggins? All right, just going to the song. I've spent.
This is Out Circuit. The ending from their 2000, their final album, We Washed Our Weapons in the Sea. This album was released on Fueled by Ramen, too, which is crazy to me.
Are you serious? Yeah,
like, this is like I cannot imagine this. I don't know, it's crazy.
I hate 21 Pilots. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, let's carry it.
Thank you.
You know it's good if it's got screaming and non-standard tuning.
Yeah. Where are we going in November, is it? Who are we seeing in November?
Oh, we're seeing Soul Glow in November. I'm so excited for that.
It's going to be crazy.
My favorite.
It's literally in some dude's basement.
Some dude's basement, $2 like, PBRs, you know.
If you look up the address on the ticket, it's literally just some dude's house. It's going to be incredible.
The guy, a band from like some of the Page 99 members are going to be there too. I love Page 99.
It's going to be crazy. It's probably going to be the craziest show we've ever been to. Oh my God, like, just age pit-wise, it's going to be unbelievable.
I can't wait to die.
I know. I can't wait for somebody to just go stand up on stage and then be thrown back into the crowd. That's how you know it's a good hardcore show.
If the hardcore band guitars look like this, you're going to die at the pit.
Ah, you know, I'm going to issue a challenge. If anybody can call in before the show is over and explain what post-grunge is.
Tell me what that word means right now.
We'll give you the radio show.
I will let you on the Silicajel Slop Hour. I will give you the Radio Free Tufts login. You will get the password.
Oh, you just doxed yourself.
I've done all. I do not care.
I know.
I do not care.
Shout out Radio Free Tufts. Shout out Radio Free. It was cool for like 2 months.
It was cool for 2 months, and then like it's a tired dead bit. But I love kicking horses. I love kicking dead horses. I love.
I think the way that we came up with it was really funny. We're just like eating lunch, and you were like, you know, Radio Free China. What if we did?
What if we did Radio Tufts? Free Asia, but for Tufts?
Or Radio Free Asia, sorry.
Yeah.
And then I think we figured out that we could post on the story, it just the account just nosedived.
I just love anonymous schizophrenic posting. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, what else are those photos in my camera roll going
to
be?
Of course, yeah. There? It's just great to have an outlet for that. I don't care. I don't care about anything else.
My favorite game now is like, you know, I've given up my login. I don't care. I'm not invested.
An ex-admin right here. Then I'm logged out.
Got a girlfriend. Couldn't do radio.
Exactly.
But like, I love just playing like, okay, who posted this?
Yeah, it's a fun game.
It's a really fun game. Because it's like, okay, I got to take into account the music being played,
mm-hmm.
the content of the image, and the syntax.
Mm.
And then I can normally guess who it is. Although occasionally I'll attribute something to you and it's Isaac, or I'll attribute something to
you're
you.
You're doxing other admins.
Oh,
what?
Who?
What are you
don't
doing
worry about
that
it.
To people?
Don't
come
worry
on.
About it.
That's rude. They might not want that. in a public setting.
No, it's a pseudonym, bro. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, of course. Anyways, I don't want to think about that. We got next. Prefab Sprout next. Love Prefab Sprout.
Let's go.
My goats. What do we think of the Pitchfork top 150 albums of the 90s list?
I saw they posted on Instagram today. It was like Radiohead, and it was like OK Computer versus the Bends. It was like, which one would you pick? Who was picking the Bends over OK Computer?
I saw a lot of people mad over their list. And
what was the number one pick?
Well, it was Loveless, and I can't be mad about that.
I mean, that's fine. Well, okay, was there anything like egregious in the top 10?
The song list was egregious because like they were being like contrarian, they tried so hard to be like indie 10 years ago. They're doing the complete reaction. They're treating like, you know, like the Backstreet Boys is like high art. They got that in the top 10 and stuff like that. But I don't care about the song list. I checked out the album list. They had this Prefab Sprout record, then one in the. They just had it on the list, and you know, that was good enough for me. I stopped reading. I don't care. So we're going to hear it.
You know, take the victories where you can.
Take it. Take the Prefab Sprout W.
Yeah.
Scarlet Knight's Prefab Sprout classic masterpiece right now. Jordan the Comeback. Beautiful, perfect album. Patty McLuhan is the closest we've ever gotten to a Brian Wilson, besides like Kate Bush. I think they're the two closest. Songwriter-wise. Not, like, mental health-wise. I mean, songwriter-wise.
I was reading some of the stuff that the Beach Boys were saying about Smile today, and how they were like, this is gonna change the world. And then you listen to it now, and it's just, like, pretty quaint.
Yeah.
Alright. Prefab Sprout. Nowhere else but WMFO.
Scarlet Knights. Not hearing it anywhere else. Perfect song. Perfect tune. Perfect album. Let's go. Prefab Sprout, Scarlet Knights, classic. Jordan the Comeback, classic. All classics. Well, yeah, 12:58 probably concludes it. I don't have time for anything else. Yeah. Thank you all for listening to the Silica Gel Slop Hour, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Lovely audience. Thank you for coming on, listening. And yeah, see you all next week, same time.
Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You of no home, of no family.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.